It is your pink after Liverpool absolutely crush your Saturday night dreams. Not for the first time, the mighty boys in red have been capable of that. With me, I've got Phil Blundell, I've got Siobhan Began, I've got Damien Cavanagh. And Damien, you can't keep giving gifts away. Other than the gifts, Liverpool play. All right. There's reasons to be cheerful. I'm going to slaughter the system in a bit. Don't you worry. I'm going to get stuck into the pricks for the 15 minutes after it goes 1-1. Don't worry. The point about this, though, is you play football at the highest level. You can't give gifts away. And that's the biggest problem this team's got at the minute, is it just gives gifts away all the time.
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, and to me, the first half, there was individual performances, people trying hard and this and that and the other. But the first half really summarised the entire season up to now, didn't it?
Yeah.
And we were all looking forward to a wild Saturday night. And our consolation prize was, even if we played crap, and even if it wasn't going well for us, our 11's better than them. But this season we've looked disjointed. This season we're hoping we're going to hang our hat on a good performance here and there. And then the second half, it went from bad to the same. Not from bad to worse. And on another night, we'd have got a goal or two. But if you're giving the gifts away, and both goals were extreme gifts.
Unreal gifts.
Oh, incredible.
And I like what you rarely see.
Oh, yeah, and I get that. And in life, sometimes you go through things in work or your relationships where you just, or whatever it is you're doing, whatever, you just can't get it right and you're trying the right things or whatever. But basically, it's not a question of just blaming everything that could go wrong. We're making it go wrong.
Yeah.
And tonight's
up. We're conjuring it into being at times,
you know,
Damien.
So, I mean, you know, so what we should have been able to, the very minimum Liverpool should have been able to get away with tonight was, we're making a basketball game and we'll make it a question of our 11's better than yours. And we weren't even good enough for that. Fucking hell, bring on the World Cup.
Bring on the World Cup. I'm coming back to you, don't you worry. These have said they want no part of this. So you're
I'm
in this.
Fuck all
for the foreseeable future. So you're here. Because the point of this, my big thing is, I'm watching it, and even when the crap, I've seen far worse Liverpool teams.
Oh,
and even when the crap, and it's not going for them, and they're driving me mad, I've seen far worse. For me, I've never seen worse in moments. That's what's killing me.
Yeah.
It's not about, I've seen Liverpool sides who genuinely should come 8th, 9th, 10th. I've seen Liverpool sides be crap for a long period of time. What drives me mad about these, and it does drive me mad, is they're actually obviously still really good. They just firstly can't make it tell. They've got a structural issue we'll come on to, but they just can't dog the way through a quiet 10
or a
15. They can't do the horrible stuff at the minute, and I just don't know why, because they used to be brilliant at the horrible stuff.